Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, December 13th, 2021, through Friday, December 17th, 2021. Monday, December 13th, 2021. Former president of Philadelphia Wholesale Produce Market sentenced to over 10 years in prison for stealing $7.8 million from the company. Cesar DiCreccio, former president and CEO of Philadelphia Wholesale Produce Market, pled guilty to two counts of wire fraud, one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, one count of money laundering conspiracy, one count of aggravated identity theft, and four counts of tax evasion, all of which allegedly caused more than $7.8 million in losses to the wholesale produce business in South Philadelphia. DiCreccio was sentenced to 10 years and 1 month in prison with 3 years of supervised release and ordered to pay more than $8 million in restitution. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Tuesday, December 14th, 2021. Chesapeake businessman pleads guilty in $1.2 million tax fraud. Shane August, former owner and operator of a home healthcare business in Chesapeake, Virginia, allegedly defrauded the IRS by hiding personal bank accounts, using undisclosed accounts to conduct business, maintaining a cash lifestyle to avoid the IRS, making false statements about his ability to pay, lying to IRS agents, and diverting large sums of money to pay for personal expenses. Between 2014 and 2017, August reported personal income to the IRS of more than $900,000, but failed to pay taxes on this income and now owes more than $288,000 in personal income tax for those years. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. Former Air Force employee sentenced to federal prison for stealing more than $1.1 million in government funds. Former Air Force employee Eddie Ray Johnson of Brandywine, Maryland, was sentenced to 16 months in federal prison and 3 years of supervised release, with the first 12 months to be served in home confinement for theft of government property in connection with a scheme to use his government-issued travel credit card to obtain more than $1.1 million in cash advances. In his role as a travel coordinator in the Secretary of the Air Force Office of Legislative Liaison, Johnson planned congressional travel and reviewed and approved accounting packages submitted by trip escorts, among other duties. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Thursday, December 16th, 2021. Russian man sentenced for providing bulletproof hosting to cybercriminals. Alexander Grudzinski of Russia was sentenced to 60 months in U.S. federal prison for his role in providing bulletproof hosting services that rented Internet Protocol IP addresses, servers, and domains to cybercriminal clients who employed this technical infrastructure to disseminate malware that allowed access to victims' computers, form botnets, and steal banking credentials for use in frauds. The FBI investigated the case with critical assistance from law enforcement partners in Germany, Estonia, and the United Kingdom. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Friday, December 17th, 2021. Disgorgements, the Securities Exchange Commission, and the case of Liu versus SEC. In the case of Liu versus SEC, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit addressed a requirement held by the U.S. Supreme Court regarding the ability of the SEC to seek the remedy of disgorgement for victims of violations of securities laws. 140 Supreme Court, 1936. Whereas the case of SEC versus Blackburn affirmed that disgorgements should be awarded for victims, the ruling in the case Liu versus SEC supports that where no identifiable victim exists, funds should be returned to investors. The SEC's 2020 Division of Enforcement annual report supports this equitable relief language. Practitioners should continue to look to Liu for the relevant limits on disgorgement as an equitable remedy. Sources: Lindenbaum, Lindenhold, and Pierce, Liu versus SEC, Security and Exchange Commission, 2020. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings in support of our daily news briefs and other offerings.